Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 6th of March at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. I can't wait for you to join me and to hear your own paranormal experiences. You can find tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
Welcome back to Loose Lips. If you're new around here, I'm Robin Richford.
And I'm Sophie Rowell.
And this is where we jump into all the things that you're chatting to your mates around, or about, should I say, with a glass of wine in your late 20s, early 30s, trying to figure it the fuck out.
Well, we certainly are.
We certainly are. This is how much we've not got it together today.
I know.
When I tell you, right, so this is what usually happens, right? And I know you'll find this with friends. When you go on a night out, right, and you kind of meet up and one of you's like, oh no, I've not got the sympathy. And then your other friend's like, you know, bouncing along like a little Labrador puppy, ready to for a night out, right? Perfect, right? Because one brings the other up. Then you get other days where you both turn up and you think. And I think that's accidentally happened to us today, where we're going, life is lifing today, and one of us is supposed to pick the other up, and they're not doing it.
The energy's there with me. Like, it's fine. I'm just, my head's just a bit scrambled. Like, I'm just like trying to put my sentences together. Like, I must start though, and I must be that absolute dickhead and say that I'm going to be exercising twice today.
Oh my god, she's unbearable. So she has a Labrador then.
I'm channeling my addictive personality into exercise again, which is good. But we're going there. I did a Barry's this morning. I'm playing paddle again this evening. To be fair, paddle is like, it's like an event thing, but I'll be playing. So
she's so funny, right? So she's got into a club because obviously we've said for the last however many months, like 8 months that we've done this pod, like, we need to get into a club. We need to get into, guys, if you're feeling lost, get a club. If you need new friends, get a club. If you need a man, get a club. Anyway, so now Soph has finally got a club. She is not paddling. What's it called? Paddle.
Well, I think it's supposed to be paddle, but I just call it paddle. It's like a mix between squash, tennis, and then I think pickleball in the States is like a very similar thing. But
pickleball.
Yeah, it's got an interesting name, hasn't it?
Never heard of that.
Because it's only little bats. They're only little.
Do you know what? I think, are they flat? They're like a flat bat. They're like a table tennis bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've not got badminton bits. They've not got the little wires, have they?
No, like they haven't. They have got holes in them, but they're like fiberglass plastic.
Yes, type. I have seen them.
It's everywhere, Robin. It's like,
it is. It's like a trend, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And fair play to the people that set up the ones. So there's one right by my building, which is why I'm like, oh, this is amazing. But I'm absolutely loving it. And I just think, for me personally, I don't like going to the gym and just doing exercises. I don't know what I'm doing a lot of the time. Yeah. Like, I'd have to research it before and remember what I'm doing. And I just get bored. But if I can turn up and play sport, oh my gosh, I'd do that all day, every day.
I would, if it was actually one that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Which is, I know that's the key. But I've not really found anything that like gets me off the sofa that so much, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Dad's so into cycling. He's like cycling like 4 or 5 times a week and he just loves it. He's like, I'm out on my bike tonight. You know, like he's excited by it. And I'm like, oh, must be so nice.
But what about when you were a dancer?
I think that's why I can't find anything.
Yeah.
Dancing, because dance was that for me. Like, and then it became my career, in which case then that adds a whole other level of stuff. Do you know what I mean? So you're suddenly not just doing it for the love of it anymore.
I mean, what's it like for you now? Like, do you miss it? Would you go, if you could go do it in a fun way? Or
I know what you mean. I've been kind of battling with this. I'm like, do I go back? What's hard, right? What's hard about being at a really high level of something? It would be like an elite athlete and then like going back and they're not as good. It's hard to do, because like you're like right now I'm like, I can barely touch my toes.
Yeah, it's not the same. I get
it's that. A bit harder. So I think if I could find a class that I actually felt all right in and that I was actually semi okay at, then maybe I could just do it for fun. But I annoyingly, what happens is that trained mind of mine that's, you know what I mean, that has been nurtured for however many years, it kind of kicks in and it starts to go like, you know, fix your arms, fix that, do that, you know.
I completely get what you mean. Like when you've been at a high level of anything, like it's difficult to just do it for fun. Like it is really fun. Like you have to do everything to like a really high degree.
Yeah.
And I find that with sports, because I used to be very good at sports, and you know, I'm a bit of an all-rounder really. Like I can play a lot of things, but I get myself down if I've not done well in it. And then it's like, this is supposed to be fun. Don't start attacking yourself.
That's what I mean. You're like, well, this is supposed to be fun. Why am I coming out having beat myself up mentally? Like, it's kind of hard. But I do think I definitely need to try and find something that I think as well, like, life's been very up and down recently. And I think it's really hard to find, like, I guess that space in the week. But that's probably when you need it the most, isn't it?
What I would say about that is I feel like before Christmas, I was quite up and down, just kind of like, I just wanted to focus on myself coming into like 2024. And I have really done that. And exercise has been a big part of that. I could easily next week just completely stop. So that's why I don't want to like say too much about it, because this is what happened. Like, but I'm trying to, like I said before, I'm not counting my calories. Like sometimes I'll count a meal just to see how much it is, but I'm not putting everything into my fitness pal. I'm just not doing it. But I also just want to move more. And I'm just trying to stick to that. And it's been making me feel so much better.
Yeah, there is something in it for sure, isn't there?
Yeah, like
100% something in it. Like in terms of biologically, there's something happening,
I mean, it releases, you know, the endorphins and stuff. But I also think that, like Barry's this morning, but like, I was literally, you like stare at yourself while you're running, and it's literally you against you. Like that's your opponent, and that should actually only ever be your opponent. It shouldn't be other people. Like it should be, you know, can you do it better than you did last time or whatever it might be. But literally I was just staring at myself like, you can do this. And I just, and when I go back next time, I want to be better. And like, I think with exercise, it's good because you can actually see improvement.
You can.
Like I'm excited to, you know, be better at that and play more games and that kind of thing. And like with Barry's and those exercise classes and stuff, I'm like, well, can I lift more weights or can I run faster? Or it's you versus you. And it's a really amazing feeling. Like, I remember when I did PT, like the more the weight goes up, you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is amazing.
Yeah, no, you are right, actually. I think there's something as well quite nice about like physically, like it's so obvious. I used to say like, there's some things like in life that are quite like subjective, and then there's other things that like are just facts. So like if you cannot lift, say 20 kg and then you suddenly, not suddenly, but after lots of work, you can, then it's like, that's a fact. Do you know, like, it's not like, I don't know, it's not like an opinion. It's not, so dance, for instance, is like subjective, right? So it's like, oh, I love her as a dancer. Oh, I don't like her. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's an opinion. Yeah. But if they say, you know, can you do three pirouettes, which is like three turns, you either can or you can't.
Yeah.
And there's something quite nice about that. Like, it's not an opinion. It's like, yeah, it's interesting for sure. It's such a funny thing, 2024, because I always think like going into a new year, you want to try and have like a refreshed energy.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you have, to be fair, which is brilliant. I don't think it's really set in for me for some reason.
It doesn't though. This is probably the first time it has quite in this way. Like I've had comments from friends and things say like I seem happier and all of this. And like it is really nice, but equally, I don't know why it sometimes gets to me a bit, but I think it's just because then it's like, oh, you're saying before that, like, but they're saying it in a nice way, but I take that's my fault. I'm taking it negatively because I'm like, that's just a bit shit that like I wasn't good. Do you know what I mean? I'm just, again, like it's more just on myself, but I've never had it, I don't think, quite like this before. So this is quite new to me, but it doesn't, this is the thing. It's not just about it happening in January. Like you could have this in September or whatever. And then kind of like, yes, okay, it's the start of a new year, but I just think everything's different at different times for different people. And it might just be that you need a few months to kind of get yourself out the gate and whatever. And then maybe, yeah. I don't know.
It's hard to get the get up and go if you're, yeah, if, I don't know. I think January is quite a tough time to do that. If you don't go straight from the get-go, you know, in terms of like, I think we spoke about this before, actually, the December period of time, if you kind of don't put your plans in to set in December, it's really hard to hit the ground running in January, because I think it's actually quite a miserable month, I hate to say. But yeah, so I think like unless you kind of have your plan, you're kind of like, I'm doing this, then I think it is probably around this time that you start to actually go, okay, let me see what I'm gonna shape the year to look like.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, talking of shaping the year, I mean, I think we're just going with the flow of this episode a bit, but we were going to talk about kind of our ins and outs and things like that. It's been a big trend at the moment, and it was kind of at the beginning of the month, so we might be a bit late to it now. But to be honest, I think the thing is with January, it is such a long month. Like, it feels so long, and it does feel a bit like it's not the best. Like, it feels, it doesn't feel great. And it's like, well, you know, it's kind of like another start again on February the 1st. It's like we go again.
Again. That's it. And now we're like a week into Feb. It would be, I guess, like a really good kind of reset if you feel like January hasn't gone as you would maybe have planned. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But I was thinking about these kind of things, and because we were talking about exercise, the first one, I saw this the other day and I was like, I just relate to this. I was like, oh my gosh. Exercising because I love my body and not because I hate it.
Yeah, it's so true, isn't it?
It's so true. Like, that's so like simple, but it's so difficult because, like, even yesterday I went back stupidly and looked at like what my body was like just before I went on the show, because I was absolutely training my ass off. Like, I literally was like so trim and toned, and I was like, look at these pictures, but don't look at them, because that is not where I want to be, because I was hardly eating anything and whatever, and it was just unhealthy. Like, it's not this is why I'm getting rid of the whole, you know, properly calorie counting and stuff. Like, we were on a journey all the way this year and in life. It's not just, you know, I was training, also bearing in mind I was training for a specific date, really, so it was a bit different.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like common, isn't it? It's okay to kind of like, I guess, be set on it and it kind of be your main priority for a short period of time, but it's not sustainable.
And it wasn't sustainable. Like, it really wasn't, you know. Then I went on the show and it was, I couldn't train like I did before, and I didn't want to either. We were doing really long filming dates and stuff. I didn't want to go then to the gym and things. Like, it just wasn't a priority. So that was that. And then it's been like up and down since, but I just got to get a balance with it. But I really resonated with that, because I read it and I was like, so true, because you shouldn't go to the gym because, like, right, okay, yes, if you want to lose a bit of weight or whatever, but it shouldn't be your absolute driving force. It's like, I really don't like the way that I look, because you can't change that in that moment, like right there. It's not, you know, and you're just going to be full of negativity, and it's just so damaging. It's like, all you can do is what you can do, and like, you know, if you want to improve it for yourself, then that's great, but it's not going to be an overnight thing. And also, I literally flipped the script of it this morning when I was on my way to Barry's. Like, I literally was saying to myself, I was like, I'm so like lucky and blessed, and that I can even do this Barry's class, and that, you know, my body allows me to, and you know, I can even go and do this. So it was kind of like, and it did change it, because I was like, do you know what, there are a lot of people that would be, you know, love to be able to do that and possibly aren't able to, or whatever it might be. And
yeah, maybe they've got like three kids, you know, they can't do the schedule, maybe it's too expensive, or maybe they physically can't do it. There's lots of different reasons, isn't there? And yeah, you're right. I think it's like trying to reframe it, isn't it, to feel like a bit grateful. I think it's an interesting one, exercise, because I think like on a total like logical level, and you know, when you're actually thinking about it, you know how much it impacts your everyday life, and you know how good it is for you to do. But for some reason, you know, it's not a part of a lot of our lives for some reason. It's interesting, isn't it?
It's baffling, because like, I will go through periods where I won't really exercise much, and I'm just like, that's insanity, really, because that's what we should be doing, you know, longevity of our lives even. Like, you know, I do wonder sometimes where I might, you know, in 50 years, I might be like, I don't know, like there's so many things you can potentially prevent by exercising. And it's,
it's also the brain, I think, is the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the impact it has on every other aspect of your life. And it's like, I know that on a logical level. Why, when my alarm goes off 6:30, do I not get up? Oh my God, it's so annoying.
I mean, I would say that at the moment I'm in a very like privileged position because of the way that I'm working is a lot more flexible. I am able to do things at different times. I also work with like ClassPass or a class provider. And I don't have to pay for those classes because I work with them. Like, I'm, you know, I am saying this from a point of like, I have potentially more time to do it and also have the resources to do it. But having said that, you know, like I said previously, I have made time for it in some capacity. Like when I was working full time, long hours, you know, it's about finding what works for you. And that is literally different for everyone.
It really is, isn't it? And that's what makes it really hard, I think, trying to get like your own little recipe. So we're moving our body because we love it and we're not moving it because we hate it. So that's a good start. What else are we doing?
Okay, so because I've got a list, guys. So I'm
obviously gonna... she's got a list. She's done her homework today. It's really cute, actually.
I know. See, the thing is, sometimes I think I'm really good at thinking on the spot. And then sometimes when my brain's a bit frazzled, I find it really difficult. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, right, I need to plan it. So let's do an out.
What are we not doing in 2024 then?
Victim mentality. So don't expect sympathy for a problem you caused. I can't stand when people are like expecting that from you when it's a problem they've caused. And so many people do this and it just is, very frustrating. So
she's saying out. Do you know what? This actually makes me think of something that I think is so like in our brains, especially when we get to this age, where like there's a saying and it's like, no one's coming to save you.
Yeah.
And it makes, I don't know, when I was like kind of like in my probably early 20s and, you know, late teens, and I was still quite driven then, but I would say that like it didn't really hit. But see, when you get to like your late 20s, right, and say there's things in your life that you really want to change and there are that you're like have that classic thing that most people do is they approach 30 and go, I'm not where I want to be, I'm not where I should be, I'm not where I thought I was going to be, which is so common. I think there is like, I guess, a bit of power in kind of saying to you like no one is coming to save you, because sometimes you can kind of get yourself in a space where you, I guess, become like a little bit complacent and kind of get wrapped up in the everyday life and then don't realize that like actually, you know, you can mope about it. Like you say, we can have, don't get me wrong, everyone needs to have a day on the sofa and feel miserable if that's what it takes, right? But it should only be a day. When that day turns into days, then those days turn into weeks, then those weeks turn into months. There is that thing where I know, because I've been there, there's been period in my life that's happened to me, that I actually just look back now and I'm like, gosh, if that, and there's nothing you can do, but you're like, gosh, that's so much time wasted. And if really, if I had actually just said to myself, like, listen, you need to get over this, you need to put on your big girl pants, you need to get dressed up and show up, and then you can, that's the only way you're kind of going to move through it, I think it might have helped me a little bit. So I think that's probably a good one as well, I would say. No one is coming to save you. I know it sounds a little morbid, actually, doesn't it?
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
It is true though, because you can only get so much support from other people, but ultimately you know, you're battling yourself every day. Like, it's how it's how you think about it. So it's like, you've got to be able to, you know, hold yourself and be there for you. You've got to turn up for yourself when other people can't.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, because sometimes there's kind of a tendency to go, maybe I'll just meet a man and then everything will be fine.
Yeah.
You know, if it's this kind of man or whatever. And then maybe, you know, my parents will actually just be able to help me out and it'll be fine and I'll just go there and I'll do that. Or, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, actually, taking control, weirdly, is quite liberating.
Yeah, it
when
is.
When you start going, yeah, I've got to just do it on my own now. This is it.
On my own.
That's not what I meant for you to take from that, but I'll...
No, but I am, though, but equally...
I did on my own.
I can only help myself. Other people can't.
Yeah, that applies even if you're in a relationship where, you know, yeah. I mean, it absolutely applies, even more so probably, because there is a tendency to lean on the partner to get all your happiness from them. And it's like, actually taking a bit of control back is really helpful.
Defo. Okay, so I wrote as another in, and this, I want to... Well, there's two parts of this. Well, secondhand clothes. I want to buy more secondhand clothes.
Okay.
And I want to sell. I need to sell my own clothes as well. And that's something that I need to do this year, because I've got bags of stuff that I'm like, oh my gosh, they've been there ages, that I need to sell online. And you can, literally you can find everything nowadays like secondhand. It's like all these like amazing brands and stuff that you see, and they've got like new releases and things like that. Honestly, a lot of people are buying them and selling them secondhand. And you can put alerts on for things as well.
Yeah. No, you're right. I actually started doing that at the end of last year and I loved it. It's actually really fun as well. You find like a little gem. I did it loads last year and I really enjoyed it. So yeah, I would say that's a good one.
Yeah, these things that, you know, clothes are expensive. Everything's expensive now.
But also as well, quality wise, I actually don't think a lot of it's worth it now. I think that's the difference. I think like before, I think you could kind of like go, oh, it's a bit of an investment piece and I'll pay the money. But now they don't last, even when you're paying the money. So I think there is that.
Yeah.
Where I'm actually like, I actually refuse. I want to buy my Levi's off of Vinted because I know that they're the old school Levi's that'll last.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think investment pieces as well, like that's always been a big thing for me. But, you know, putting the money into that. I mean, like I bought a couple of things. I got fucking caught in the TikTok shop, you know.
It gets the best of us.
To be fair, I was sort of genuinely intrigued because like I am, I'm like a normal body shape, but I'm like petite, I've got curves, like I don't really fit stuff that's out the box that much that well, kind of thing. And I thought, well, all these girls promoting stuff on TikTok are really slim, you know, really tall, and I'm like, it's just not going to look like that on me. So I thought I'd try it, but the quality is diabolic. Yeah. I'm not that like, don't get sucked in, honestly, don't bother. I bought socks from there the other day and like the color is only on the outside and the inside is just white, but they're so thick.
Shut up, are you joking?
Like they're like, it was like neutral socks, you know, like you'd wear with like maybe for sport or like over your leggings, straight, that kind of look. And like the inside,
the color's only on the outside.
Yeah, I'd get,
I didn't even know that was possible.
It's just honestly like you get so sucked in. Like I try and stay away from fast fashion places anyway. Obviously, like I said, I did buy some on TikTok shop. Like I'm not perfect. I don't do it all the time. And there's still high street shops that I shop at. But, you know, honestly, the quality is just, don't cave, guys. Don't cave. Because the amount of times I've wanted to cave for like PLT as well. But I'm like, you know, the quality is just not going to be what you need.
I know, it's going to be awful. Do you know what's really interesting though? The that really made me think of, you know, when you see those, like what I thought I was getting and what I was actually getting.
Yeah.
It's like a sequin dress and then it arrives and it's like printed sequins.
Yes. I know. So one of my friends.
That's what that makes me think of.
Yeah. She had this recently. She's an amazing content creator, fashion creator. She gets some amazing pieces. She worked with this brand and it was this amazing like sort of leather jacket. It was like a sort of burnt red color. It was really nice. Looked amazing. She did like a video for them and stuff. And her content's being stolen at the moment by a ripoff site. And it's not the same jacket.
Oh.
It's a really cheap version. And what happened is a girl duetted or like stitched her video of the original, her video, and then being like, you know, I ordered the jacket and it looks like this, like it's shit compared to hers. She's obviously fuming about it. She's like, what do I do? Because they're stolen my content. They're making it out like it's this jacket. It's absolutely not. The quality's not there. So this is the other thing, like with TikTok shop, they're all using the same pictures. So like it can't all be the same. It can't.
No, you're right. There's also like a guy actually I stumbled across on TikTok the other day, and it was like, how to make, you know, millions from TikTok. I was like, oh, one of them again. Clearly my algorithms are picking them up, so it's a me problem. But he was basically doing like, he was basically showing you how, you know, they put like video games for half of the screen. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
So it's like Fortnite or like Mario Kart and stuff like that. And it's like he basically rips them off of YouTube, and then he rips off like you say, someone else's content and whatever content that might be, stitches them together and then just pumps it out, and then adds whatever commission item that he thinks is what they're selling. And you're like, that could be any item. Like, it's not, do you know what I mean? It's not actually related to that creator.
Yeah, it's insanity. Like, this is the thing about, like, you know, creating content and things. Like, you do it and obviously it's out there and people can, you know, watch it, and I suppose they can. I don't really know the rules around it, but I think it depends what you put out there. But I think
they're allowed to take it, you know. I think when you set, you know, when you tick the terms and conditions at TikTok,
it says you can.
I'm pretty sure, anyone can take it, because I think otherwise, because I see, you know, people do it all the time, even like talking about it on the radio or playing clips out on the radio and things like that. And we don't need to get permission off of anyone. I'm pretty 90% sure we don't.
Oh, really?
I think so. So yeah. I think when you tick that thing on TikTok, I think it's like, and that's why you see like TikTok videos all over like the newspapers and things like that. Because I don't think, I might be completely wrong. And if anyone does have, you know, if anyone's into like, you know, social media adverts and knows that that's not true, then please do tell us. But I'm pretty sure that it's like we've basically signed our lives away in that sense.
Yeah, it is one of those, isn't it? You kind of know that you're doing it, but it is a shock if you see someone use the content or whatever. Yeah. Kind of like, I think if you're, I think like my friend where they're actually selling, you know, it's not the same.
No, I think that's different.
I think you're right. I think like, because I had it before where I put something on my story about when I got broken into, and I put some details on there. As you put the pictures of the people on the ring doorbell, and then a certain newspaper wrote about it.
Yes.
And I was like, shit, I freaked out. But then my agent at the time was like, well, you did put it on social media though.
Yeah, because I think that's a thing. I think they're allowed to just take it. I think, I don't know though, because you do see some people like, if, you know, if these newspapers have used your content, send them an invoice and stuff like that. So I actually don't know, but yeah, I think there's something in the terms and conditions. So don't get sucked into TikTok shop is what the model of that was.
Okay, next one. We're taking a completely different direction, but I feel hugely passionate about this, Robin.
Oh, here she goes.
It's when I'm not told that something's unavailable on a menu before I've made my choices on the menu.
Is that this is not? So loaded, by the way. This is because she's got a food page. The girls out there are eating a lot.
Side note again, but I'm really proud of myself. One of my videos got 300,000 views on TikTok.
I was
so happy, because like that is genuinely what I love doing, and I would love to do more of that. But it's just me that I had my takeaway, and it's funny because I was like, film this one. I was like, just film it, because it's a really great place in Manchester. I love the food there. And so I did it, and yeah, it absolutely popped off, and that I had 300 and something followers on that account.
Like that
in views. So if anyone's like, you know, isn't sure whether to put stuff out there, and they've not got many followers or anything, go for it, because it doesn't matter. It's what people want. If people are enjoying the content or they're watching it for some reason, doesn't, you know, it'll get picked up somehow. But anyway, yeah, that was a side note. But
food, that was good though. I like that.
It is the worst thing, isn't it, when you pick what you want off a menu, especially if you're not sure, or like, I don't know, and then finally gets that point, and then they come back and they say, we don't have
that. Yeah. I feel like they should probably tell you before. Yeah. I think that should be real. Do you know what actually reminds me of a guy in my work went shopping for shoes, right? And he was like, it was like dress shoes. And he was like, I'm a size 8. Can I try these in a 8? And it was the black shoe. And she came back out and she was like, I've only got the, what did she say? I've only got in a 9 in the brown. Do you want to try? He was like, no. I don't want to try. Weirdly, my feet haven't grown since you went in there. I'm still a size 8 and I was looking for a black shoe. It just proper made me laugh. And I was like, it's really given the customer service that we get now in 2024. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Oh my
That's
God,
the level.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't have a black 8, so here's a 9 brown. You're like, sure. Okay, babe. That works.
Oh, close enough.
Close enough. What's your next one then, Soph?
I was trying to think of general ones, and then I was trying to think of ones that were like more to me. But like, I've put out situationships. I refuse to have a situationship this year.
Bow.
I see one happening in the near future, and I really hope.
Oh,
not.
Babe, no, come on. You deserve more than that. We're at an age where it's just like, we just don't need it, right?
No.
We just don't need it.
I'm not having it.
It does not matter what gender you are. It is just like when you got to this point in your life, it's like, let's just not waste anyone else's time. Let's just crack on.
Yeah.
And let's just be done with it. That's how I feel about situationships.
Exactly. And that's
passionately. Too many of my friends have got hurt in them. And I also as well, like, I honestly don't think that anyone benefits out of them. Like, I actually don't.
Yeah.
So easy done though, innit? It is easy done. That's the trouble.
I know.
Do you like casual dating? Do you actually like it?
I never do it, so I don't really know.
So that's a no. Yeah.
That's a no. Because I don't like the whole thing around it either. Like, yeah, okay, I've got like a dating app, but I don't really speak to anyone on it, and that defeats the point. And then it's like, I don't go on the date.
No, I know. Some people like it, don't they? They just like the dating. I honestly couldn't think of anything worse than going and having the same conversation over and over.
Part of me wants to, because if it was like, even if it wasn't going to be there romantically, but we could have a good time, like, that's fun. And I am quite like an outgoing person, but equally, I say that I'm only like that with people I want to be like that with. Like, if that's I've been on dates before where like I've cut it short or whatever, or found an excuse, but like, I don't like all of that shit conversation. Like, it's just, I don't know, you do sit there like, oh, and if there's nothing there, you're like, well, come on, we're wasting each other's time, you know, not even just me, like, you know, are you feeling this? Like, getting on it now.
They're like, well, so if the starter hasn't even come out yet, so.
oh my gosh. Yeah, I've not been on many dates, but there was, yeah, one date that I went on where.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It was just a bit confusing from start to finish because we booked to go to a restaurant, and then he turned up and was like, are they eating? And I was like, Right.
That feels a lot like that was a pointless activity.
I was like, right, okay. So then we just had like a couple of drinks. We had like a couple of like sides.
Did you not eat? Oh my God, I couldn't.
Two starters or something like that. And we were talking and it just wasn't, I just wasn't feeling it like at all. And I said that my friend needed to meet me or whatever. And I
but classic.
I know. It has to be done because I was just he didn't pay for it. We split it and stuff. And actually it ended up being quite a lot. And I was just like, I don't really want to stay out and spend more money or whatever. I don't mind spending the money. I just mean I would actually genuinely go and spend time with my friends more.
Yeah, absolutely. Also as well, like if you're going out for dinner, I think that's so weird to be like, I've just already eaten. You're a better woman than me, by the way, because I'd have sat there and be like, well, sorry, babe, but I thought I was going for my dinner, so I need a main because I am starving.
Then it like throws off the vibe. I don't know. And like, you know, like I said, I'm such a foodie. So I'm like, if that was to happen again, I'd be like, you're joking. can go. I'm going to have my dinner here because I wanted to have dinner here.
Yeah, literally. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, completely, completely done. What else have we got? In saving money. This is more manifestation than anything. Saving money. Money will come to me. I need to save more. Like, thing is, I'm like working less, so I am earning less, and I'm in quite an expensive flat, but like I'm all right at the moment, but I can't save like I kind of used to be able to, so it freaked me out a little bit. And I also have tax bill that I need to save for now, so that's a entirely different story. But I just need to be a bit more, well, this kind of leads into an out for me was like impulsive decisions and spending, because I think it is a bit of an ADHD, and loads of people are like it, but especially with ADHD, the impulsive purchases are fucked.
Yeah. No, it's actually a thing though, is it not? I'm sure it is.
It absolutely is. And like if you have a look at it, like genuinely, it's a really difficult thing because you can be really, I'm all right, touch wood, with money, but like especially people with ADHD can be really bad. And like there's a cycle of like you can just impulsively spend all the time and find it really difficult. Like it's a really big thing.
I actually got my financial self together actually last year. The first time ever.
Well done.
I know. And actually, I think it actually makes you feel... So what you think, well, what I thought for years, is I thought that if I had like a plan for my money, I thought that it would feel really restrictive and that actually I would be like, oh, I feel as if I'm just not got enough, or I can't do the things I want to do with my life and things like that. I really thought that it was going to be like that. But in a weird way, I actually feel as if it actually makes you feel like you're in control more of your life, and actually weirdly makes you feel freer. I don't know how to explain that.
Okay.
But like once, don't get me wrong, it was, you had to go through the pits first, you know, like the first few months, I think I was really like, oh my gosh, like this is horrid. I don't like this. But then after that, I was like, actually, weirdly, I don't know, it gives you a sense of confidence. I can't describe it.
Yeah.
I think it's quite nice, actually. It's like, and then you start to get excited by like having paid off credit cards rather than like, do you know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, when we had Laura Amore on, she spoke about how she does like a course, and I'm really considering doing that.
Yeah. Well, that's who helped me, to be fair.
Oh.
Yeah, that's who helped me when I first came here, because in my head I was like, right, this is the first time in my life that I'm only getting paid monthly. So I'm going to have to figure that one out because I was so used to like money coming in here or there, you know, throughout the months, and like knowing that there's stuff coming in and blah, blah, blah. Whereas now I'm like more restricted in terms of, I just get one payment from my agent a month and that's it. You know what I mean? That's a month. So I was like, I'm going to have to really get this together a bit more with all the different moving parts and stuff. And it was really, really helpful. It was just helpful to have someone sit down with you and go, okay, what are we actually spending, you know? And even silly things, I was like gone through and I was like, oh my gosh, all these subscriptions I don't even use.
What is that what you did with her then? I might do that. Yeah,
it's really, really helpful. It's really helpful. And even if you know you don't have the resources to go to someone like Laura, you can absolutely do it online.
Yeah.
Because I saw there's so many brilliant free resources that you can use. You can even see like some people have on their if you type in like finance, what did I type in? I think I did like money mindset, and then I did like manage my money, and then you have these like almost like influencers essentially, and they have like free resources and their bios, and you can go on there and you can download like their spreadsheets and things like that. It's just visibility with money. Visibility, I think that's what I've learned, is key. Knowing what is happening across all your accounts and knowing visually what's happening is like half the battle, rather than like burying your head in the sand. That's the key, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. There's an influencer. She's amazing. She's got like a few of her own businesses, I think. She's a mom. She developed this. I remember years ago, I found it, an Excel document, but she's definitely got like a group where it's all about finances and stuff for women.
Oh,
but
it's great. Like
£2 to download this Excel document. Patricia Bright.
Oh, Patricia. I love Patricia Bright.
She's an absolute G. She's amazing. So and when I used to watch YouTube, I used to watch it. I don't really like watch it anymore. But she sold like an Excel document for like £2 a pop. And I thought, go on, girl, because she must have sold loads of them. But like, you know, it's so kind of inexpensive to us. It's like, and it you know, she's put the effort in to set it up, but basically it had all the formulas and everything like that, and it was a whole budgeting tool, you know, for, I say this now like I don't even know where it is or saved or anything like that. But again, like you said, if you can't necessarily invest in maybe like a one-on-one thing or something like that, there are resources everywhere, and that was like £2. I'm sure there's probably free ones online.
Yeah, there is, and that's what's exciting about it, because actually what I've kind of, like, obviously the one-on-ones and all that, they're brilliant and they can be really specific and things like that. But what I kind of learned is it's just actually, like, being able to visually see where it's all going each month is, like, half of it, I think. And then sometimes you look, I'm like, I'll put in, right, okay, I want to put this in savings, one, that, da-da-da-da, put in my little spreadsheet and it'll be like, so you are minus 1,000 this month. You know what I mean? You're like, right, okay, so that math isn't mathing. Do you know what I mean? So it just allows you to kind of like stop overestimating as well, that how much you can save in a year and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Almost like leaving yourself disappointed unnecessarily, isn't it?
Yeah. No, exactly. You do have to be realistic. But yeah, I need to do some work on that, definitely.
And also as well, you can just decide to have a fresh start whenever. It doesn't need to be a new year. And that's what's really exciting about it. I'm gonna take my own advice on that one, I think.
You should. Yeah. It's been a good episode.
If she doesn't say so herself.
Yeah, I like this one, guys.
You like this one, guys? Well, we'll see you back here Friday for our Extra Lippy episode. Don't forget to send us in your dilemmas. If there's anything you've listened to and you think, oh, that sparked a little thought, please let us know. Oh my gosh, I was going to give you my radio number.
Stop! I wondered why you paused then. I thought, shit, do I need to say something?
It's going to be like 83958. Hilarious. No, email us contact@listlipspodcast.com.
Oh, and remember, you can always, I mean, you should have just plugged your radio number. Rolling Duck Radio, guys, and you can try and catch her out on our show every day.
Come and join me, capital 10 till 1. 83958 is the text number.
Well, look, another way of getting us is you can email or just send it anything to our personal accounts as well, which is at Robin Richard with a Y at Sophie HR Brown.
It's always a pleasure. We will see you on Friday.
We shall.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.